I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, Managing Partner of Morris Owen, a accountancy firm based in Old Town. Rob, good to have you back on the show. Are you okay?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Which I'm not sure is the right description of the economy at the moment. So Jeremy Hunt a week or two ago said that we're back, the economy's growing again. Forecast for the year, I think, is a small shrinkage. So that doesn't quite square that circle, does it? And of course, inflation figures for March came out at 10.1%. So what's your take? What are you hearing locally as in respect of the economic picture of the UK and Swindon in particular?
I think you're right. I think the reality is it's totally uncertain as to exactly what's going to happen. And I think the other thing that's now starting to get a shadow when I'm talking to people is they're very cognizant of the fact as to when the next general election's going to be. And therefore, what's being talked about and any plans that have been put in place today, you have to question the shelf life of those. And I think the uncertainty from an economic point of view, the uncertainty of consistent economic policy over the course of the next 3-4 years or whatever the case is, i.e. before and after an election, and the changes to legislation as well, are leading to a certain degree of nervousness, I think.
Yeah. So let's just talk about this inflation situation. We've spoken about it on several occasions, and we expected, as was forecasted by even the Bank of England, that inflation would be dropping by now, and you know, all the commentators are saying it is surprising people. Do you expect inflation to still fall fairly sharply fairly soon?
Yeah, I think so, but simply because of the mechanics of how inflation is calculated. Effectively, you're looking at a rolling 12-month basis. So when we had the big shocks last year that suddenly caused the massive increase in inflation, at some point those will start to fall off of this 12-month rolling basis. And so just by design, inflation will start to drop. I think the bigger issues is some of the real core factors for inflation, like food prices and things like that we're seeing, because that's actually the more stubborn side of it. And the problem is that if that starts to and continues to feed into wage increases, then you start to get inbuilt inflation into the system, which makes it a lot more difficult to get it reduced over a period of time.
Exactly. The food price issue is one that I was going to pick up on, and running sort of 18-19% apparently at the moment. Shops are full though. You know, I was in a supermarket earlier this week and the shelves are full again. So there's no issue with tomatoes and cucumbers that we had a little while back. Tesco said that their figures were, whilst their revenues were up, it was based on increased yield rather than increased volume. So people are buying less. The natural forces maybe should even this out, shouldn't they? If we buy less because prices are higher, will those prices come back down?
I think, and if you look at what's being sort of put out by the Retail Association as a result of inflation figures that came out, what I hadn't appreciated is a bit like if you're going into a deal for buying fuel or gas or whatever, food producers are entering into almost fixed term contracts. Yeah. And fixed price contracts for a period of time. And therefore, what the retail consortium are actually saying is inflation, food inflation, should start to fall out over the next few months simply because those fixed-term contracts should be starting to come to an end, and therefore new price negotiations should start to come through.
And is that the same for energy prices as well? Is that why
we're
not seeing these drop in energy prices, because there's fixed-term purchases?
Yeah, I think so many commodities, you know, if you were British Gas or UK Gas PLC, you would be sat there saying, we know we've got to supply X amount of gas over the course of the winter, and therefore you enter into a contract for a fixed price over that period of time, and then you renegotiate it, and then off the back of that, they provide us, the consumers, with either fixed prices or with variable prices. So there's always that time lag between the headline price changing and the impact of it coming through. I think the only thing that's always interesting and I find fascinating is when you hear that the price of oil's gone up, you go to the petrol pump and almost immediately the price of your petrol's gone up. But when they then say price of oil's gone down, the explanation is, oh, it will take a little bit of time to filter through, that the price decrease is passed on.
Yeah, and we can guess what's happening there, can't we?
Yeah.
Talking to your clients, what are you saying to them now about the view for the year. Do you feel that they should be optimistic and think that, yeah, there's going to be some treats coming out because the government's going to have to stimulate things? Some of the stuff that they're putting in place is post the election, but as you've already highlighted in this conversation today, time's running out for the government, and if they don't get some growth going, then we will definitely have a Labour government. You know, it would be my view. What's your feel? What are you saying to people? Do you think that this year will, is it hold tight, be cautious?
Or? What I'm seeing and hearing from talking to people is a short-term view. Right. And therefore, if we need to do something, if we need to go and invest, okay, we'll do it because we know the tax reliefs are available, et cetera, et cetera. If you want us to plan something over, say, a 2 to 3, 4 year horizon, there's almost a bit of, unless we don't need to, we'll wait and see at this point in time. Because I think that the fear is that we will see a change of government, and nobody quite knows what Labour's economic policy is going to look like. Off the back of that, what I'm also seeing is that people are doing tax planning, taking money out of businesses, etc., because they know the tax rates today. And the fear is tax rates are only going to go one way.
Yeah, and yeah, that's inevitable, I guess, isn't it? Rob Beale from Morris Owen, thank you very much for those thoughts.
Thanks.